Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Shimon Peres said earlier this week that the current conflict is not simply between Israel and Hezbollah forces in Lebanon. He said Iran is using Hezbollah, Hamas, and Syria as part of a design to dominate the Middle East.
Today, there are clearly two trends. One, run by the Iranians, to introduce a Muslim hegemony, a Shiite one, and the Arab countries who want to remain in charge of the Middle East.
Moreover, that's the way most people in Israel and the U.S. government see the problem, says Israeli journalist Ori Ner of The Forward. It's essentially a power struggle.
I've heard that views before, and they seemed to me grand theories and attempts to neatly divide the Middle East into Sunnis and Shiites, radicals and moderates. I have to tell you that in recent weeks, as we gain a better understanding of how Iran was scheming to use Hezbollah in Lebanon, the arming of Hezbollah by Iran, which was on a much broader scale than anyone had thought, and the reactions in the Arab world to the crisis, it's becoming clearer that this really is a front in a much broader confrontation.
Babak Yaktafar, editor of the Persian language magazine Washington Prism, agrees that although other factors play a role in the rivalry between the mostly Sunni Arabs and the largely Shia Persians of Iran, political power is key.
I don't think the United States looks at the situation as Shiites versus Sunnis. I think essentially looks at the fact that there is an Islamic Republic of Iran, which has followed policies in the past 26 years at odds with what the United States would like to see in that region. And I think it's the same situation with other countries, such as Saudi Arabia, Jordan. It has to do with that whole Persian-Arab thing.
Initially, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt were critical of Hezbollah for having provoked the war in Lebanon. Even before that, Jordanian reporter Rana Sabah notes, Jordan's King Abdullah was the first Arab head of state to warn of a Shia crescent from Tehran to Beirut.
The king never meant to talk about Shiism as a faith, but as a center of power extending from Iran and going through Iraq. You have Hezbollah and Hamas, and these two groups are the local proxies of Iran and Syria in Lebanon and in Palestine. Over the past 2 years, you have basically allowed a situation for Iran to start flexing its political muscle in the region through the government in Iraq, Syria, then Palestine, and in Lebanon. And now Jordan, Saudi, Egypt, and Yemen, Bahrain, and Kuwait have all become victims of this new crescent.
Canadian-Lebanese journalist Jane Araf, who was CNN's former Baghdad bureau chief, says fear of Shia influence has always worried Sunni Arab leaders. But the sectarian situation in Iraq is more complex and nuanced than many people realize.
It's perhaps the most serious unintended consequence of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, excessive Iranian political influence. I think the thing we have to keep reminding ourselves is Iraqi Shias are Arab, and although they have a religious affinity with Iranian Shias, they're quite different, and that, I think, will limit how much support Iran has in Iraq.
But from a Sunni perspective, Rana Sabah says, the Arab world is now divided into two camps.
You have an Iranian-led camp, and you have an American-led camp. Unfortunately, the Arabs have become so weak and divided that they are unable to come up with a third way to speak with a unified voice and say, we want a unified Iraq. We do not want an Iraq that is broken up along sectarian lines. We want the Lebanese government to assume full responsibility over a sovereign Lebanon. We want Hezbollah to pull out of the south to become a political party and not a military party. And there has to be a movement on the bigger problem, which is the Arab-Israeli conflict. Unless there is a solution, we are going to see more and more crises. The gap between the street and the rulers is widening.
However, finding a diplomatic solution to the war in Lebanon is fraught with complications. Most analysts say it will require the concurrence of both Hezbollah and the Israeli government, as well as the cooperation of the European powers as part of an international stabilization force. The journalists agree that it is likely to take a long time to meet those conditions. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.